Thanks for listening to Benefit from the Bible. We believe the Bible is God's Word for our temporal and eternal benefit. God bless your listening. As we come to the sermon tonight, I'm not going to be preaching on any of the readings. Instead, we're going to be focusing on a hymn tonight. You have it listed there in your folder. So I invite you to follow along with the words, and then when the sermon is done, we'll go ahead and sing through that hymn. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, on this eve of our National Day of Thanksgiving, we focus on the hymn, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. Before we get to the actual words of the hymn, let's find out some things about the writer of this particular hymn. Charles Wesley grew up going through the motions of being a Christian in his life. And then something remarkable happened, and God stepped in, and God truly transformed his life. One result was his victory over his unfortunate drinking habit that he had had for some time. Wesley himself said, "I was amazed to find my old enemy, intemperance, so suddenly subdued that I almost forgot I was ever in bondage to him." Going on about Charles Wesley, right after this time, he began to spread the news of what had happened to him. He found himself one time in a coach traveling to London, and he wrote, "I preached faith in Christ." A lady who heard about this was extremely offended and threatened to beat him because his focus was on preaching Christ. He declared about himself that he deserved nothing but hell, and then he said to her, "So did she." It's important that everyone confess that reality before we could actually have heaven. That statement to her was most intolerable. We live in a world like that today, don't we? That people want to think they're the good guys, they're doing okay, and maybe they need Jesus, maybe they don't, but it's going to turn out okay. Wesley had come to understand that he was a poor, miserable sinner deserving of hell, and once God impressed that upon him and gave him Christ, it made such a difference in his life. That lady, though she didn't want to hear that message, she needed to hear it. Another interesting thing about Charles Wesley is he found a fruitful arena for ministry at the infamous Newgate Prison. So the prison allowed him to be brought in and locked up with condemned men on the night before they were to be executed. He was willing to do that for them, and that gave him opportunity during that night, that last night for those men on earth before they were put to death, it gave him the opportunity to comfort them and witness to them as they faced their own death the very next day. Can you imagine being in that situation? Locked up with that criminal, must have done something horrible to be in that situation, and yet Wesley was willing to be there in order to help that person know Jesus Christ right there at the 11th hour before he was put to death. And then, approaching the one-year anniversary of his conversion, his friend Peter Bowler said to Charles, "If I had 1,000 tongues, I would praise Christ with all of them." With that statement, that is what inspired Charles Wesley to write the first line of the hymn. The rest of it followed. The hymn originally had 18 stanzas. We only have 7 that are here in the Lutheran service book. The text is speaking of the power of Christ to heal, to forgive sins, to comfort, and to make us new and clean. So all wonderful things. What I'm going to do now is go through each stanza real quick, make a comment on each one as we go, and then we'll sing it together. Stanza 1, "Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace." So we, like Charles Wesley, let's be honest, we were in our sins, and we were unable to escape, but then the Bible says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So it wasn't when we were the good guys Christ died for us, but while we were yet sinners, it was then that Christ died for us. So what did he do? He redeemed us. He bought us back. He did so with his own holy, precious blood. Therefore, may God help all of us to desire to have even more than one tongue so that we can give our praise to God, so we can use our many tongues to express our thanksgiving. Stanza 2, it says, "My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad, the honors of thy name." Let's keep in mind that Jesus is not only our awesome Savior, but he is also our gracious Master. In other words, he is our Lord. Since he is the head of the body, the church, and we are members of the true Christian church, we should always look to him for direction and for assistance in how to tell others the good news of what he has done. So let us look to him, let us know the best way to go about that, and then let us go forth with thanksgiving. Stanza 3. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. What is the job of a snake charmer? A snake charmer is giving the impression that he is controlling the snake. Not really true, but that impression is given. But what is true here, though? Jesus Christ, he actually does control our fears, and he actually does remove our sorrows. Since we are saved through Jesus, any fears that we have, they should be gone. Since we are saved through Jesus, our sorrows should be turned to joy. I pray that's true for all of us. May God fill us with thanksgiving. Stanza 4. He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood avails for me. Unfortunately, we have all experienced this reality. We've experienced the power and the prison of sin. So we have fallen into sin. We have felt trapped by it as if we were in some kind of a prison. We have done wrong, we know we have done wrong, and we know that we have no ability to escape. But here is the good news, though. No matter the significance of what we have done, no matter how long we have done that particular wrong, no matter the horror of what we have done wrong, the good news is that Jesus' blood is so powerful and so precious that it has washed us clean. What else can we do but respond with great thanksgiving? Stanza 5. Look unto him, ye nations, own your God, ye fallen race. Look and be saved through faith alone. Be justified by grace. We don't have to look at today's news very long to realize that we live in a fallen world. Look at the front of the newspaper, look at the computer real quick, turn on the TV, and you will know that reality. As we think about the human race, I think most of the human race is oblivious to the fact that they are marching closer and closer to a horrible eternity. But there is very good news, because Christ has not yet returned. Today is a day of salvation. So even though people are on a path leading to hell, heaven is still open for them. That is the good news. Therefore, as the hymn words declared, so let us call others to be sorry for their wrongs and be saved by grace through faith. And then, may God help us to join with all other believers in the entire world, shouting to God with thanksgiving. Stanza 6. See all your sins on Jesus laid. The Lamb of God was slain. His soul was once an offering made for every soul of man. We have all done wrong countless times. Therefore, we can feel guilty very easily, and that guilt can make us wonder about our entrance into heaven. Does God want that for us? He doesn't. He wants us to be sure that in Christ we are forgiven. He wants us to know that Jesus is the very Son of God. He wants us to know that God the Father really did take the sins of the entire world, including yours and mine, and he did lay them upon our Lord Jesus Christ. And he wants us to really know that Jesus is the Lamb of God, and he did really truly take away the sin of the world. So let us respond to that with our thoughts, with our words, with our deeds, in thanksgiving to God. Finally, in the last stanza, number 7, it says, "To God all glory, praise, and love be now and ever given by saints below and saints above, the church in earth and heaven." So when we were completely empty and condemned, that is when God stepped in, when he saved us, when he filled us up, when he gave us all that we need. Therefore, let us respond by giving him credit, by giving him admiration, and by gladly doing his will, knowing that by all such things, those are excellent ways to show our thanksgiving to the Almighty God. Let us pray. Dear Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, help us to meditate on our badness and then meditate on your goodness, with the result being that we are filled with great joy for your forgiveness, and we go forward to gladly live according to your holy word with much thanksgiving. And all God's people said, Amen. Thanks for listening. If you are searching for a church, join us at Bethlehem. We are located at 7500 State Road in Parma. This is our Sunday schedule, service at 8, classes at 9:30, service at 10:45. We also have a service on Mondays at 7 p.m. For many other ways to benefit from the Bible, visit our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.